It's the Fretnats On Deck pregame show, Saturday night in Delmarva as we finish up this series before the All-Star break. Eric Bach joined by Max Romero Jr. Career night for him last night. 4 hits, 2 doubles, 3 RBIs. Hit his first professional home run earlier this week. Max, it's been a great week for you. What have you unlocked at the plate here in Delmarva?
Nothing much. I think we're just figuring out timing as a team, and D.Y. is doing a great job with getting us going. Other than that, I think we're just hit rhythm. Rhythm and timing is good right now with the whole team, so I think that's what we're just trying to hold on to.
Your first pro home run was an oppo taco the other way. Are you looking to drive the ball the other way, or just trying to look, just trying to hit it where it's pitched, right?
I think I'm just trying to hit it where it's pitched, just see the ball hit ball.
In the game last night, I mean, you were spraying the ball all over the place. An extra base hit the other way, ground rule double to the pole side. They were just feeding you fastballs last night, and you were hammering them, right?
Yeah. If you don't want to hit the off-speed, you hit the fastball.
So, for you, a lot of time on the injured list this year. Injured the hamstring early in the season, came back, re-injured it. What was that rehab process like as you went down to Florida to get it right?
All about patience, understanding. It's not my timing, it's God's, and it's just understanding patience. I think the biggest thing with hamstring injuries is they're very time-sensitive. And like you saw, I tried to rush it back, and didn't work out for me, but I'm glad that I got myself a good routine going and just trying to stick to it.
Had to have been frustrating. Obviously, you came to Fredericksburg for a brief time after the draft last year, but this was your first real full year in pro ball, and then you've had to deal with injury after injury. How have you mentally been able to work through that to get back to where you are today?
In the beginning, it was a little bit of a struggle understanding why, you know, everyone has a mentality like, you know, why me? But at the end of the day, it was kind of one of those things where I had to understand that it just, again, it wasn't my plan. And praying a lot helped me find my peace. And it was just that looking for peace. And at the end of the day, as a baseball player, our mentality is very important for us. So I think mentally understanding that if those things just happen, it was just one of those things I just kind of had to overcome.
And for you, obviously, hitting is only half your job. You've got to manage a pitching staff as well. And I think the pitching staff, especially the starting pitchers, have really picked it up of late. In your view, you've got a front row seat to the pitching staff just about every night. What has clicked for this staff recently that has allowed us to win more games?
I think also the same way we're, you know, timing and rhythm with the hitters, I think the timing and rhythm is starting to hit with the pitchers under understanding the clock. That's a huge thing. Timing is very hard for pitchers to pick up because you have to also rely on the hitter to be in the box. But understanding rhythm and just tempo, I think that's what I've been seeing a lot lately, a lot of good tempos. You know, even when we lost the other night, I thought the pitchers did amazing. Defense had a little shortcoming, but it's not a big deal. But other than that, I think they're understanding rhythm and timing, just like the hitters are right now.
You're catching Harleen Susana tonight. That's always got to be a challenge of a guy that throws a triple-digit fastball and a breaking ball that's in the mid-90s. What is the biggest key to catching Susana?
Believe it or not, I think it's just keeping him in the zone. I think the biggest thing is just to keep him level-headed. Don't let him get too excited. Don't let him get too low. Understanding that it's a next pitch mentality. He's a great dude. He understands the game really well. He's grown up a lot. But I think the biggest thing for him is just to continue, you know, doing what he's been doing. He's been putting up great numbers the past couple, last month actually. He's been doing pretty well. So just kind of keep rolling with that.
And you call the game yourself back there. How much scouting goes into scouting the opposing hitters and figuring out trends about how we can get each guy out?
In the beginning of the season, it was more seeing video and watching guys because you haven't seen them all season. But now that we've had a full season, or not a full season, but, you know, half the way of the season's already been completed, we already know how teams attack. We understand their type of, you know, methods of hitting. So that's always a good thing to know. But at the same time, hitters are known to adjust, you know, and that's the thing about hitting. You got to adjust. So the same thing as a catcher, you have to adjust to hitters. You got to see hitters in real time. I think people think that you have like a plan and the first pitch, the guy could hit a bomb and your plan is out the door. So it's just one of those things where it's just pitch by pitch, you kind of figure it out.
Was the feeling of rounding the bases after your first pro home run exactly what you hoped it would have been?
No, I wish it was back at home and Freddie. I would have heard the fans like screaming. No, it's always fun to hit a bomb over there. But it was great, you know, understanding that I was able to take that monkey off my back like my mom told me that night. It was good to get it out the way.
Last one for you. Goals the rest of the year. Obviously, health aside, health is a given.
Yeah.
But goals for the rest of the year for you? I mean, are there some specific boxes you want to check, or you just want to keep on getting better?
Honestly, just if I could get better every single day, I think sky's the limit. But biggest thing is just to win, get this team to playoffs again, and move past the first round.
Max Romero Jr. here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Catching Harlene Susanna tonight at 7:05. Thanks, Max.
Appreciate you. Thank you.